see. What do we need to do? He's going to talk about Lincoln first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about Lincoln.
Lincoln is a nice little place. We are close to we're about 11 miles from Talladega. And we're a small community, and we are located very close to Sam Dade. And, of course, this is in Talladega County. We have a population of a little better than 3,000. You will find here we have four nice churches that the people can worship in. We have one high school and one junior high school. We also have a beautiful post office which serves a very large area. We have a new city hall. Next, you will find a doctor's office of medicine. Then, in the next building, which serves a big area, we have a dentist office. Then, we have a railroad that comes right through our town, hauling many cars of freight. Lincoln has two banks, of which we are proud. First National Bank and First Alabama Bank. Highway 78 runs close to our community. We have a nice drugstore, which is a big help to lots of people. You can find a lot of good football games next door on the football field during our school year. Lincoln is located around 15 miles from Bynum. At Talladega, you will find the courthouse. It is center of a lot of people because there we pay our taxes and get our driver's license. In Lincoln, we have a real nice grocery store, 3B, of which we are very proud. Close by, we have a nice lawyer's office. In Lincoln, we have three old homes, one built in 1850. These homes are kept well, and lots of people come to see them. The farmers around near Lincoln used to grow a lot of cotton, but they grew so much, no market for it, so it was cut out and many people were hurt and hard for many small farmers to get along. Some farmers raised cattle. Many farmers planted corn and beans. I have been in Lincoln since my daughter was 8 or 9 months old. She is now 54. I went to work as a teacher's aide in our grammar school for years. I enjoyed helping the students who had a difficult time in math and reading and spelling. I had to have knee surgery, and then I went to our high school to substitute for many years. I did not have a college degree, but I felt like I did when I finished my course at Lincoln High School. When my husband's health failed and I lost my other knee, I retired. I made many friends in my community and school, and I love them all. I have a little poem that means a lot to me. I hope you will like it also. I do not ask that mountains move from my path today, but just for strength to climb along the hilly way, just a deeper faith to wade along the narrow way with thee.
Let's talk about the cotton, when they're growing cotton.
When I first came to Lincoln, everybody planted cotton. And it was a good cotton. The weather was good for cotton around Lincoln, and a lot of people planted, and it got so. The farmers raised so much that the market fell. And then most of them retired to raising beans and hay. But the farmers made more from cotton than they did from the beans and corn. But Lincoln is a small community, but it's a hard-working community. The farmers did what that was the next thing they could do. But many were sorry that they could decrease the cotton. They could have a small patch. But when I first come to Lincoln, they used to line up down here to gin. They used to bale it in Lincoln.
Where's the gin?
Down there where that filling station is. Big gin.
Bullocks.
And they used to line up, my husband said, it would be sometimes 2 and 3 waiters. Some of them would get there before day because it took a long time, you know, to do that. But all the farmers, that really hurt this community and all around, because they could raise cotton and didn't have to work so hard, you know, didn't have to work so hard to gather it. And you just gather it one time and that was it. But then farmers began to raise a few cattle, and the Watsons, they started growing cattle, and then they raised hay to feed the cattle. And the farmers out from what I call Lincoln, the stores out in the area, they began to plant small fields of corn, and they raised a lot of roast ears. And what, of course, it wasn't a market for that many here in Lincoln, and lots of them went to Anniston, and they would sell. I know Houston Poe used to raise a lot of corn. He'd have truck loads. He would take it up there to Anniston, and the people that did not have a garden was mighty glad to get it. He said time he stopped his truck, it was 4 or 5 people there for corn. Then a lot of people plant peas, but peas didn't do too good. The weather changes as we all get older. The weather changes, and now the growing season for vegetables is so short. The farmers don't have too good luck. Most people have pretty good garden, but no other. A lot of people, there's a lot of fruit trees in around Lincoln, pecan trees, apple trees, the peaches, and pecans. And a lot of people, I know one home has got chestnut trees, it's got pecan trees, and it's got walnut trees, but not every home has that. But Lincoln is, I think it's growing. I know a lot of people have come here this past year. We have a lot of people that come to church here and trade here that live at Emory's Crossroads, back over there.
Mm-hmm.
They live back over there, and they some nice families. They all come to church. Most I know come to the Baptist church, some come to the Methodist church. But when we lost our doctor, Dr. Gus Carvin, everybody felt like Lincoln was just ruined. It would sink. But we have on Highway 78, we have what they call doctor's office. And they have some real specialists out of Birmingham and out of Talladega. They take time, a day's about, of coming up here. And it's real handy. People can go up there, get the flu shot. They don't have to go to Fell City, Talladega, or Anniston. And it's a big help. I don't know just how much to trade. We also have a new flower place that sells pot plants and roses. I think she's doing real well here. I've been up there about 3 times. But most people, the older people that was, most of that was here when I came, have gone on. They have passed and gone on. But we really miss Dr. Carvin. But they live in a two-story beautiful home with about 7 or 8 trees in front of it, small 5 pecan trees. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful home, and it's far enough back from the street that it's real pretty. And Marty Mae Burns lives in a beautiful two-story home, and it's always been the site. All the seniors usually go there and make pictures for the annual, and they're beautiful. She has a beautiful stairway, and I've seen lots of pictures where the boys and girls would sit on the stairway, or one or two would. And we, our high school also has a good ag building. There, the boys are taught to plant seed, to plant, how to plant corn, how to plant cotton, if they wanted to. And also, they study cattle. And several years I've been, since I've been here, they go and give them, take them out and see somebody's cattle farm, like Harvey Camp. He's got a lot of cattle. And they take them and let them see the cattle, and they talk to them. And they, they used to, each one of them that could, would have a calf to feed and sell. And they checked his weight every week, and they fed him real good. The ones that had one, and maybe if the boys didn't have a calf, they could afford a pig, and they would feed it and let it grow. And they used to have, they had one up there one year. It was huge. That was the biggest all I ever saw. And they have, some of them raised rabbits, but that didn't work out too good because the boys didn't love to feed them. You know, they love to play football. Football is a very important part of Lincoln's youth, and of course we are close enough that your boys and girls can go to Ohatchee for a football game. They can go to Talladega, and some of them know boys playing on the Pell City. I believe you call them the Panthers, or they call Panthers, and they can go to Barnum and Oxford. We had several teachers that used to teach here that have gone to Oxford, and a lot of young people go up there. They have a very, very big stadium and a big football team. I never have been up there. But it's Lincoln, I have found out in my years here, the people are the same every day. You meet new people, and as soon as you learn them, you love them, and they know you every time they see you. When I lost my first knee, I didn't cook. I wasn't able to do much, but I didn't cook for near about a month. And it was someone nice enough to bring me something each day. We have 5 Sunday school classes in the Lincoln Baptist Church, and they take one class to take it a week at a time. And later, in my later years, when I had to have my other right knee, I lost it. I didn't cook for a month. My daughter, who lives in Winter Haven, Florida, she came and stayed with me a week. They don't let you go home without somebody that a help I didn't need, but that's the hospital room. I spent one long month at hospital over in Birmingham. It was lonesome because I didn't get to see my Lincoln friends and people. A few came, but it was either way. People that work didn't have time to come.